specifically as it relates to Ethereum. And so we're just delighted to have you on the show. There's been a number of events that have come up recently. One of those, of course, is the market meltdown. ETH is down at about $2,100 as of this recording, down from an all-time high of $4,955 in August. We have the Clarity Act, which we're hoping will pass this year. Polymarket shows its odds of passing in 2026 at 57%. We had Vitalik tweet out a tweet that I wish he could take back. We're going to break it down and help folks to understand some of the nuance in it, but I do think it gave some fuel to some of the worst critics of Ethereum and the L2 roadmap. But again, we're going to hopefully try to break that down for folks. And then we've also got this White House deadline.
Crypto, and more so Ethereum than Bitcoin. Bitcoin was interesting, but not as much as Ethereum because of the programmability of it. The Ethereum was kind of born out of an era with Bitcoin that can't really be replicated today. And that's because you have all these VC funds come in and they start funding these projects. And what that introduces is centralization, and that introduces counterparty risks. And so Ethereum is just extremely unique in that I don't think that another alt L1 or corporate chain could ever match what it is, because it's truly decentralized and truly global.
So one of the reasons I started seeing more of, you know, your videos and content is I think that Ethereum was clearly in the gutter last spring, April 2025. I felt like the sentiment on Ethereum was the, I felt like the sentiment on Ethereum was the lowest I'd seen it since maybe 2018. But what was bizarre is there's so much built on Ethereum. So like we're at a totally different point in the history of Ethereum where the utility of what we can use on chain is, you know, the highest it's ever been. But then meanwhile, seemed like all the speculative value had drained out of the market, especially relative to other chains, you know, the likes of, let's say, Solana coming off of the pump era in 2024. So, Leo, what got you to, I guess, come out of hibernation and be such an outspoken bull when ETH was at its lowest point? In DeFi, yield shouldn't come from chasing dashboards or timing markets. KPK runs non-custodial vaults and on-chain funds built for stable, risk-adjusted returns. Capital is allocated across curated strategies and managed by automated agents that act within seconds.